Okay, our children's story this morning, and my wife was drafted on this yesterday. So I said, hey, can you do the children's story? Is brought to you by Charmaine Hedstrom.
Oh, thanks, of course. I forgot I have to have this thing. Well, I like stories, and they're not just for children. So the story that I read, and I'm going to, Rick wants me to tell it the way I tell it to children, but I'm not going to. With children, I say, well, there was a man, and his name was Rezart Yankowski, and he wanted to sell Bible books, like the great controversy in his town, but I'm not going to do that, okay? So I'm going to read it to you. So he set up a little thing to sell. Okay, I'll start from the beginning. So Rezart Yanowski couldn't get the police to leave him alone. Every time he set up a stand to sell Ellen White's The Great Controversy and other books in the Baltic resort town in Poland, the police showed up and demanded that he remove the stand and the books. Then the Polish Seventh-day Adventist Publishing House released a special issue of the Signs of the Times magazine, and church leaders sent copies to members of the Polish government. One government minister liked the issue so much that he wrote a letter asking towns across Poland to support its distribution. Rezart took the letter and a copy of the magazine to the mayor of the resort town where he had trouble with the police. The mayor was impressed. He knew the government minister. He was my university professor, he said. Of course, you can freely distribute this magazine here. Can I get your permission in writing? Rezart asked. The mayor wrote a letter and gave it to Rezart. Rezart took the letter and again set up his bookstand on the street. He placed the Signs of the Times magazine on the stand together with The Great Controversy and other books. Before long, the police appeared. You can't sell your books in our city, the police officer said. Look, I have a letter from the mayor, Rezart said. The police officers read the letter carefully. Then they saluted. Okay, you can stay, one said. But that wasn't the end of the story. Shortly afterward, a grandmother stopped by the bookstand. Someone had given her The Great Controversy sometime earlier, and she had read it to her grandson. He liked it very much, especially the portrayal of the Waldensian young people clandestinely sharing the word of God at the risk of their lives in the Middle Ages. The grandmother told Rezart that her grandson wanted to be like the Waldensians. Her grandson understood that he needed to be like them, faithful to the word of God at all costs. He saw your stand and your book, The Great Controversy, she said, and he said to me, Grandma, the Waldensians are in our town. So the grandmother sought out Rezart to tell him about her grandson, and she later joined the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And so there's a little blurb afterwards. It says, thank you for your 13th Sabbath offering in 2017 that helped build a television studio for Hope Channel in Poland. And Rezart Janowski is the president of the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Poland and a regular speaker on the Hope Channel and other Hope Channel things. And then there's another little blurb that says, and that this will be very appropriate, Jim will like this, join the global church in the mass promotion and distribution of The Great Controversy last year and this year. Visit greatcontroversyproject.org for details. And of course, we know all about it. We don't have to ask.